Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'd like to welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Joe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Sagistafe. Today's discussion is on justice as a concept of moral rightness. The speaker for tonight's broadcast is Pastor Ali. To avoid any background interferences of this broadcast, we ask that you kindly put your phone on mute. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless the name of our Lord this evening, and we thank him for giving us this opportunity. Before we start, I would like to pray with you, and let us pray together now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us. Thank you that coming together at this time is not by accident. We thank you because it is for a divine appointment. Father, I will give you all the glory, take adoration in Jesus' name. Your word says the time comes and now is, that they that worship you, that they worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we ask your spirit to radiate around us in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, O Lord, to give us understanding of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. It is said the entrance of your word gives understanding to the simple. Let your word tonight that we hear, O Lord, give us understanding that will take us to the next level of our divine appointment in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because you have answered our prayers. And we pray that the word tonight shall minister to our body, soul, and spirit. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord, children of God. I welcome you once again. As the moderator has rightly said, the title tonight is Justice as a Concept of Moral Rightness. Justice as a Concept of Moral Rightness. And I will introduce that quickly by telling us that it's basically to explore the philosophy of our human justice in order to reveal to believers three things specifically. Number one thing to reveal to us tonight is man, apart from God, is not fair. Man, apart from God, is not fair. That is, man without God is not fair, maybe deliberately or otherwise. Number two, that man is empty. Man is empty, standing alone without God. And number three, man is fallible in his reasoning. That is, he's prone to make mistakes, to make errors, if his reasoning is about his own intellectual, about his own ability, is following his brain. Beloved children of God, I will expand on these three items one by one. The first one that I want to deliberate upon is, man, apart from God, is not fear. And that will quickly take us to the book of Matthew 26, verses 57 to 67. There is a long verse. I will just summarize it. We will not be able to read it now. You can just mark it in your Bible, Matthew 26, 57 to 67. This is talking about man that is not being fair. Fairness in this context, beloved children of God, is deliberate action or inaction to rob or deny someone of justice. This is the story when Jesus Christ was accused even before Caiaphas. He was taken to him by the synagogue rulers, by the elders of the Israelites. They said they were looking for excuses so that they can nail him, so that they can crucify him out of jealousy. Because those things that Jesus was doing, they were not able to do. Because they look at him that this is an ordinary person. From which school did he train? From under who did he get his knowledge? They wanted to eliminate him. So this is talking concerning even the shadow of God. So many people, they raise their hands up in despair and say, oh, this world is not fair. You can see that fairness or unfairness in this world even started from creation. You can see that even by the time of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, you know what happened between the two brothers? How Cain killed his own brother, and the voice of his blood was crying out even from the ground unto the Lord. Talking about fairness of man. Beloved children of God, they said, okay, according to Jewish law, for somebody to be convicted of a crime, there must be two witnesses. And there were no witnesses to come forth to testify that Jesus Christ has done anything wrong. Unfortunately, eventually they found a criminal. He came forward and he testified that this man said he was going to destroy the temple that was built for so many years, 40 years, and he was going to rebuild it in 3 days. This is blasphemy. He said he's the shadow of God. And they said, oh, they said the chief priest tore his garment. He said, this man is due to die. He has committed a blasphemy. He has committed atrocity just because he said he was going to destroy the temple. But the temple was even still standing. This is talking about how people can conspire if there is no God in them. Man, apart from God, is not fair. Now look at Caiaphas. He was looking at it that this one is not a punishable offense, that is a capital offense that somebody could be killed for. They said, no, this man is supposed to die. If you read further into this story, you see how Jesus Christ was taken even before Pilate, who was the governor at that time, the representative of Emperor Caesar. And he said, this man, as the way I'm looking at it, even your Jewish law does not permit me to convict this man. But they said, if you keep him alive, then you are not a friend of Caesar. And Caiaphas, he was afraid of man. He was afraid of position. He knew Jesus had not committed this offense. He said, okay, bring me the bowl of water. Let me wash my hands and my feet off of this man's sin. He said, don't mind him. Let that sin be upon our head. Let the blood be upon our head and upon the head of our children, even generations yet unborn. What am I saying here? Pilate knew that Jesus did not commit a capital offense. That is fairness to free Jesus Christ and let him go. But because of position, he was afraid what these people would tell Caesar, and Caesar would remove him perhaps from governor. Perhaps these people, they will conspire against him. Then he decided out of his own volition, I said, okay, let me just release him to them. Beloved children of God, when you know the right thing to do and that person refuses to do it, that is fairness or unfairness even to man. Man, apart from God, is not fair. But we are children of God. We are in this world now. When we look at things around us and we see that it is not fair, it is for us not to be despised. It's for us not to begin to look at it and say, oh my God, how are they doing this to me? But you now remember that they did it first to Jesus Christ, according to that book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 10. You know what he was telling us, that Paul said, whatever temptation, whatever we are passing through, is just everything that human being can endure, that even our Lord Jesus Christ has passed through them. And even if you don't fail him, if you don't deny him, don't disappoint him, just like Caiaphas did, he said, don't forget, he's going to make a way of escape. Because he knows that this thing you are passing through, you are able to do it. Your faith can carry you through. And that is why you are there at this moment, and you don't want to disappoint him. If you are one of those that are passing through such a situation at this time, then you know that the world is never going to be fair. That is, man apart from God is not fair. And we know that the prince of this world has taken over the world. So we don't expect any fairness as a child of God. So that's our part. I want us to look at Matthew 27 again, verses 21 to 24. You see, that is the story there with Pilate, as I've just explained to us. And that is the first exposition. I will move quickly to the second exposition, talking to us that man is empty. Remember, I said, even as I started, I said justice as a concept of moral rightness. I break down this topic into three parts. The first one is man apart from God is not fair, which I've just rightly explained. And I'm moving forward to the next subtopic, which is man is empty. Man is empty without God. And that is taking us again to another story in the book of Genesis. Look at Genesis chapter 40, verses 14 and 15. Genesis 40, 14 and 15. You see, this one is talking to us about the story of Joseph. Joseph interpreted a dream to a man he met in the prison, the butler to the king. Now, as Joseph interpreted this man's dream, he told him that, well, don't worry. Don't look downcast, don't be unhappy. The king will restore you to your position. But when you get out, remember me. That tell the king that somebody here who has never committed this offense that is being punished for. There's an innocent soul in this gulag that has been locked for or locked up for a sin he did not commit. Man is empty. And the butler was happy. He promised Joseph, don't worry. As soon as I get out of this, I will remind the king, or I will tell the king about you. But unfortunately, beloved children of God, we all know this story. As soon as the man got out of the prison, he forgot all about Joseph. His promises became empty promises. Joseph interpreted his dream. The butler was escorted. But yet, by the time he got out of the prison, he forgot all about Joseph. That is telling you, beloved children of God, that even friends could forget about their promises to you. According to that book of Isaiah, that even mothers could forget the child of their suckling. But it is only God that will not forget you. It is the Lord alone that will not forget you, that will not forget me, even as you are passing through this pilgrimage. 2 years after, the king had a dream. The king was troubled. He could not interpret the dream. None of his wise men could interpret. The astrologers, they couldn't. Then the butler came before the king, and they told him, why is the king worried? He said he had a dream and he could not interpret. After 2 years, God made a divine provision for that man to remember Joseph. You see why he shouted? Hear him in verse 9 of Genesis 41, verse 9. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day, after 2 full years. So he now remember his fault. Now told the king that there was a man, a Hebrew boy, that was in prison. He told him everything about his dream, and it came to pass even as he said it. The king said, immediately go and bring him. And that was how Joseph was able to be brought out of the prison, and within 24 hours, from prison to palace. Because God made a divine provision for the king to have another dream that he could not interpret. And it was through this that Joseph was remembered. If it was based on the butler, perhaps if it took another 10 years, for the king to have a kind of dream, or for him to have a situation that he would need Joseph, maybe that was when he would have remembered him again. This tells us that man will forget you, that it is only God that will not forget you, according to that book of Isaiah 49:15. Beloved children of God, even tonight as we are hearing this word, is taking us to the third part of this because of our time. It is man. Man is fallible in his reasoning. Saying to you that man is fallible in his reasoning. There's a man that used to say this word even in those days where I used to hear him, he would say, expect less from man so that you won't get disappointed. And that is what this topic tonight is all about. That is what the discussion for you tonight is all about. That justice as a concept of moral rightness. When you are expecting less from the world, then they will never disappoint you again. And you know that God, through Jesus Christ, is the ultimate for you. It says, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. That's the only one that we have to look upon, not to human beings that they can forget us or deny us even the tinkling of an eye. The third part, man is fallible in his reasoning. Beloved children of God, that too is taking us even to another book of the Bible. It's taking us to another book of the Bible. The same story of Joseph, I want to iterate, because there are so many things that went along before he could be able to fulfill that destiny that God has promised him, even from his father's house. Only God is infallible. Man can make mistakes. Man can make errors. If you look at the book of Genesis 39, if you start reading from that verse 6, verse 6 explains to us that Joseph, in the house of Potiphar, he was made the head of everything that his master had. Though he was a slave boy, yet he was in control of everything because he was a goodly man. So being a goodly man, his master that has put him head of his household must have loved him in the first place to make him that. He was a foreigner, perhaps he has a sense, just like I do now. And people have been wondering that this boy, a Hebrew boy, and he came here and is not being made head. The devil is working, moving around, looking for whom to devour. Jesus says that the thief does not come but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He says the Son of Man has come that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. The thief, which is the devil, entered into the wife of Potiphar. His Bible says he had his eye on Joseph. She had her eye on Joseph. That is, she wanted, to have Joseph. But Joseph, he was having favor with God because he loved God. Unfortunately, this woman allowed the devil to use her against Joseph, and she wanted to rape Joseph, wanted to force him to lie with her, but Joseph ran away from her. But when Joseph's master came home, beloved children of God, she told a bunch of lies against Joseph, and the master, like, whose report will he believe? No matter how he loved David, he loved Joseph, then because his wife had spoken now, he tended to believe his wife. And without asking Joseph, he had him locked up in the prison. That is infallibility of man. That man can be fallible. It is only God that cannot make mistakes. If it were for Potiphar alone, he would not lock up Joseph if he had known the truth. But in error, he locked him up, because the devil has made him to make that mistake so that he can fulfill an agenda. But not knowing that whatever God has purposed for man, that shall be accomplished. The devil saw Jesus Christ on the cross. He was happy, thinking that, yes, now I have succeeded in killing this man. He didn't know that he was helping him to fulfill a destiny. Beloved children of God, whatever situation, whatever circumstance we may find ourselves, let us remember that it is just a stepping stone even to our greater destiny. There is never promotion without an exam. Before I conclude, I will take us to the book of Romans. Perhaps I may read that one. Romans chapter 8, from verse 31. Romans 8:31. I will read that quickly. 31 to 33. He said, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies." You see, that verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? That is who is going to accuse you. Just like Balaam told Balak, "These 3 times I've opened my mouth to curse these people, but each time I open my mouth, it is blessing that is flowing." Who can curse God? Who can curse who? God does not really curse. The Lord, children of God, that is your portion, and that is my portion, even as I've listened to this word tonight. Let us remember that verse 33 and 32, very important, that he did not spare his own son. He delivered him for us all. How shall he not through him also freely give us all things? May the Lord bless his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to thank our guest tonight on this broadcast, in person of Pastor Olusegun Ali, for our listener all over the world. I will highly appreciate his enjoyable conversation, and without wasting our time, we've heard what we have just been discussed about the philosophy of justice. Like our speaker just enumerated, whatever we are going through, we just want to appeal to us to put our trust in God, because like he said, in everything, human beings, we are limited. And it is God alone that is sovereign. So, whatever situation we find ourselves, we should know that it is only whom that God justifies, and there is no one that can condemn him. On behalf of the presenter of today's broadcast and the host, Philip Aji Chavez, I thank you all for partake in this broadcast, and be sure to tune in 2 weeks at the same time, when we are going to have another discussion which we are going to broadcast shortly. May the Lord bless you and equip you and establish you, and may the Lord's face shine upon you. Until then, God bless you and have a wonderful days ahead. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.